goal for this shiur is to connect Parshas Bereishis with Parshas Noach, to bridge between the two, to understand what brought about the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the world in the Mabul, to appreciate what is the essence and the nature of man, and his goal and his responsibility, for what purpose was he created. And all this is a study and analysis of the Ramban and the Mefarshim on the Ramban al HaTorah. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk in Parshas Noah, Ki Mola Haaretz Chamas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufches, Lo Nechtam Gzardinam Ela Ala Gezel, that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a general sense, declared Vayomer Lekim LeNoach Keitz Kol Basar Bo Lefanai, it's time to destroy the world, and we wonder what was the clincher. Ki Malah Haaretz Chamas V'Pneihem Hinini Mashchisam Es Haaretz, the clincher is spelled out here as Lo Nechtam Gzardinam El Al Gezel. And what is unique about this Avera of Gezel that would bring about the destruction of the world? And Hashem's decision to bring about the Mabul, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in this case Nun Zayin and Beis, explains the Pasuk V'Tishaches Haaretz as a reference to Arayos and Avodah Zarah, which clearly indicates that the people at the time of the generation of the flood had violated the fundamental Averos Chamuros, the big three crimes, the cardinal sins, and yet the Chasimas had been, the final decision was Gezel. Let's look in the Ramban, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rabbo Seinu Omrim Sha'olav Nechtam Gzar Dinam Vatam. The meaning of Gezel, Mipnei Shehi Mitzvah Muskeles, this is a logical, rational mitzvah. Ein Lahem Ba Tzorech L'Novi Mazir, even before the prophet would prohibit, would specifically bring down a prophecy prohibiting stealing. The Ode, and furthermore, Hurah L'Shamayim V'Labrios, it's a violation not only of Bein Odom L'Mokom L'Shamayim, but it's also evil to the Brios. Hodia LeNoach, this is what Hashem reveals to Noach, HaChet Shal of Boa Kates. Why did Hashem, say curtains for the people of the Dor HaMabul? The answer is, Noach is told, it's revealed to Noach that it's the Chet of Gezel. So it's clear from the Ramban that the reason why the Chasimas and the Gzardin was on Gezel is because he mitzvah muskeles. The Ramban is saying, Eimbaim L'Tzorech L'Novi, there's no need for prophecy. It's an innate, logical, rational mitzvah, something that we could come up on our own. In fact, in a Maimar Muzgar, I mentioned that Immanuel Kant, the great moral philosopher of the German school, who created a concept, a category called the categorical imperative, he weighs this very carefully and now analyzes how Gezel, how theft, would undermine the very fabric of society, and therefore it's immoral. But from a Jewish perspective, we don't understand what chumrah does an avera have, does one chet have, it's more strict and stringent than another, simply because it's understood rationally and logically. There are other sins that God reveals, and they seem to be clearly more severe, they incur a much more strict punishment than Gezel, for example, than a logical mitzvah. And the members of the generation of the flood had already received these prohibitions. They were nitztavu aleihem. They knew about these prohibitions. So why does the fact that this particular prohibition, in this case, chamas or gezel, because since it's logical, it therefore takes upon itself a more primary role than something which is not based on logic, but based on an azhara, based on a prohibition that came from Hashem? On the contrary, perhaps we should judge those sins that were revealed by Hashem and that we were warned about and told not to do. Those should be more severe. And certainly in the cases like Vodas Galilium and Arayos, which are so severe, and we know the severity halachically of these, so why should they be secondary to something which is logical? And in order to analyze this, we go back to the end of Parshas Bereishis. Till now we've been in Parshas Noach. And there at the beginning of Perek Vav, The Torah says, "Vayehi ki echel adam l'rov al pnei ha'adam abnos ubanos yoldu lehem vayiru bnei Elohim es bnos ha'adam ki tovo sein vayichu lehem nashim mikol sher bacharu." This is the chait of the bnei Elohim, and the Ramban there explains. V'siper akosav achamos v'yomar od mikol asher bacharu la'hachnis hanesuos le'achreyem. Here the Rabban is adding another point to what he's already told us earlier, namely, that even with regard to the chait of the Bnei Elohim, it's not the sexual immorality here that engenders the Gzar Din. The Gzar Din is the chamas element here, that they took the Nashim even though they were married to others. And that is something which the Ramban classifies as inyan muskal. It's logical, it's rational, and therefore it engenders a gzar din. So the Ramban is going even beyond the Gemara. The Gemara says, lo nechtam gzar dinam el al gezel, that there was a chasima, as if to say that there were many averis that contributed to the gzera, but the chasima, you know, the sealing off, the clincher, the final clincher was chamas, was gezel. But the Ramban is saying even more than that here. The Ramban at the end of Parashas Brachos is telling us that averos muskalos is not just the chisum, it's not just the ultimate, you know, sealing of the divine decree to destroy, but it's also the gzardin itself. Lo nigzardin on the etzem gzardin, not just the chasimas adin, was established between because they violated a logical, rational prohibition, and avera muskelos is more severe, and it engenders the gzardin. And again, we have to understand what makes this kind of an avera, once you classify it as logical, more severe, what makes it unique than other averas chamuras that they violated. And the Shalmei Nachum, one of the commentaries on the Ramban, takes us back to Parshas Brachos, and the Ramban therein, who addresses the most fundamental question of why man was created and what his purpose is in this world. The Ramban on the Pasuk Vayomer Hashem Lo Yadun Ruchi Biadam Liola Bishkam Hu Basar says the Ramban Hanochem V'enai Ki Yomer Lo Yamod Ruchi Liolam. God says, I will not allow my spirit that delays punishment to continue endlessly. He says, God says that my ruach, my spirit, was placed in man to give man life, and I will not continuously breathe life into man. Says Rambanin Yilomar Kelukim Asas Adam Yashar Lios Kim Aloch Ashores. God created man for the goal of man elevating himself to the level of Malachi Ashores ben Nefesh Shenosan Bo by giving a Nefesh Eloki, a divine element, into man. Man is challenged with the responsibility of elevating himself to the level of Malachim. V'hinei Nimshach Achrei Abosu B'tavis Gufanios Nimshal Kibemos Nidmu. Man, on the other hand, is being dragged and influenced by his desire for hedonistic pleasures and passions. He's like the animals. And therefore, lo yadu no ruchi elokim bekirbo, that ruach of divinity, of a divine spark that has been blown into man and engenders man's lifeblood, because he's not just goof, but he's also spirit. God says, I will have to cease blowing in that light, you know, penetrating that life force into man, because man doesn't deserve to live. He's living as an animal. God says it's not appropriate for the Ruach Elokim inside man to continue, that man should maintain the Ruach Elokim, because when man is physical in nature and all he's interested in is physical pleasures, he's like an animal. He doesn't deserve that dimension of elokus, of divinity. And this concept of man having not just a goof but a nefesh, a spiritual component, a divine component, is something that the Ramban establishes at the very beginning of the Torah when he comments on the pasuk Nasa Adam Etzalmenu Kidmusenu. And of course the Ramban reviews other earlier commentaries and their answers to the question of Nasa Adam in the plural. The Ramban says, Hapshat HaNoch Mavilus Nasa, what's the correct interpretation of Nasa, we will make man? And the answer is that God created Yesh Me'ayin on the first day and only on the first day of creation. After that, the entire creation was Bria, wasn't Yesh Me'ayin. It was rather taking from the Yesodos, from the elements, and constructing different physical bodies. So, for example, the Ramban says, Kasher Nosan B'mayim Koach HaShoreitz Lishrotz Nefesh Chaya, water, which is one of the four elements, was given the power to produce those creatures that come from the water, Yishru to Amayim, and therefore God commands Yishru to Amayim that the Mayim should produce these creatures. And in the case of the Behemoth, Totsi Aretz, that the land itself, which is one of the four elements, should produce the bodies of the animal. Now, when it gets to man, Hashem says, Nasa in plural, Aniva Aretz Aniskeres Nasa Adam, I and the ground, the land itself, together, will produce man. How is that so? Where's the partnership? The Shituf Pula is the following. Shetotzi Haaretz Haguf Misodea. The land, the ground, has the inherent power to engender the Guf Adam, like it did the Guf HaBehema. And Vayitza Hashem Elokim Es Adam Ofer Min Adama, as the pasuk indicates that man was created Ofer Min Adama, in other words, the Aretz itself produced the physicality of man. But then Vayitain Hu Yisbarach Haruach Mipi Elyon, and God will put the spirit, the divine spirit from above, into the goof of man. Vayipach Biapov Nishmas Chayin, and that, says the Ramban, is Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. Why is it in plural? In our image, in plural, the answer is Kidmil Shneim, man is similar to both. Bitchunas Gufo, in his physical element, his body, he is similar to the Aretz that he was made from, that he came from. But V'yidme Beruach, but in spirit, Lel Yonim, he's similar to the higher spheres of the Malach Ashores, Sheino Guf, which are not physical, the Lotomus, and they don't die, they have eternal life. As long as the Ruach is in man, then man could live forever. But Viomar Bakasuv Hasheni Bitzelvil Kimbara Oso Saper Apelash and Niflabo Mishar Hanivram. Why does the Pasuk emphasize that man is unique? He's Bitzel Melokim? Because it's a marvelous wonder, says the Ramban, the creation called man, that it's Tzelem Elokim, he has a piece of God, so to speak, within him, Yitain Hu Yisbach HaRuach Mipi Elyon. So man is a composite hybrid being. He's a product of both the Tachtonim, the lower worlds, the Aretz, and the Elyonim, the Nishmas Chayim that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who blows this Neshama into man's goof. And this means Nasa, that's what it means, B'loshon Rabim, that Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with the Aretz, as a partnership, will produce man as an entirety, as a hybrid, as a combination of Betzalmenu Kidmusenu, of both the Adama from which man was created in the Guf, and the Neshama which God blew into man. That Harkava, that connection, and that integration of these two elements of Elyonim and Tachtonim defines the nature of man as the Pele, as the most amazing creation of all. By the way, if you get a chance, take a look at the Ramban, Aruch Chaim Siman Vav, Sif Aleph, when he speaks about the bracha that one recites after he goes to the bathroom, Mafli Lasos, what it means, the Pele of this Chibur, this connection between the Chelek, the part that's physical of man, the Chelek Ruchni, the Neshama, the Guf, that's the Pele, that Chibur between Elyonim and Tachtonim, that defines the marvel of man. And when the Ramban says b'matkones gufo, man is like the Aretz, Ashalukach ben, the Yidme Beruach Lel Yonu, the Ramban is clearly telling us that the reason for this Pella, this amazing, marvelous wonder of connecting the El Yonu and the Tachtonu, is because that Chibur, in which man has both the chelek atachton, which is the guf, and the chelek eli, which is the neshama, this is the entire purpose of man being created. The chibur is created so that man, as we saw earlier in the Ramban, will be domel malachim, that the neshama, his spiritual and divine element, will be the sovereign ruler over his physical element and will raise and elevate his physical element to a more spiritual level. And it's going to be a moment in time in which God despairs, so to speak, about man, because he realizes that man is not living up to that potential, and therefore Hashem says, why should I continue to put my ruach into man? The Ramban on the Eitz Hadas, when the pasuk says ki biyom achol chomenu mos tumas, he quotes Chazal to say, "Mole hachet lo meis liolam." If man had not sinned, he would have lived eternally. Why? Says Ramban, "Ki aneshama elyonis no senes lo chaim laad." Because the spirit and the soul of man that comes from on high would give the guf eternal existence. This is also the Ramban shita later in the Torah about tchias hamesim, that there'll be an eternal body, physical body. That the original plan in the creation of man was that God wanted that there would always be this chibur, this dveikus between the neshama, the elyona, and the guf, who yikayim oso liad, it would give man eternal existence, but man ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that sin brought about death. In any event, it's clear from the Ramban that the kiyum adam, the existence of man on an eternal basis, would come through his neshama, because it's the neshama that continues to give life into the guf. But that would be only as long as the neshama schleps along the guf, meaning the guf is nimshach, the guf is impacted by the neshama. And if the guf receives this chius, this power of life from the neshama, when man eats from the Eitz Hadas, for example, there is an absolute separation, a disconnection between the neshama and the guf. And at that point, man creates for himself the possibility that he will die. Hodam nosan v'atzvos efsharis lihi moshech achar chatoim mishum hochi neshama enishol letas al guf. And therefore, there is no longer an impossibility of death. Or to say it in the positive, there now becomes a possibility of death because man has now made a declaration that his guf could operate independent of his neshama. And if that be so, then death is a possibility because the neshama is no longer connected to the guf. The guf is no longer connected to the neshama. So man, by undermining the purpose of his creation, when the passions of his guf become the sovereign ruler over man, and therefore man undermines the very purpose of creation, is there's no point and there's no purpose in the creation of man. Man has basically undermined his entire purpose, and therefore he brings destruction, kiloyon, upon himself. Again, it's not that he brings kiloyon and destruction upon himself because of the chumras avera. It's not a loch in house to via the averis, whether we classify it this way or that way. It's one of the cardinal sins, it's not. But basically, the most severe sin is when man undermines and nulls and voids the entire purpose for which he's created. And therefore we can come back to the Ramban that we started with to understand what are these averos muskolos, these rational laws that are so severe. And the answer is because the Ramban shita is that the neshama itself is called the nefesh hamaskelis. That's the lingo, that's the nomenclature of the Ramban. The Ramban has a synonym for the neshama. The neshama is called the nefesh hamuskelis. In other words, where is the neshama? The neshama is in his brain. And of course, the Ramban in Perek Beis, Mi Sefer Breishis, develops this when he speaks about Vayipach Biyap of Nishmas Chaim, and the Nefesh HaChaim embellishes the words of the Ramban in Shar Aleph of his great work of Chaim Valojin. And all this means that the intellect of man represents his neshama. And therefore, all the violations that man violates should be punished in a way that's commensurate, that corresponds to the Chomer Avera. However, that's punishment. That's not Kilayon. What we're dealing with here in Parshas Noach and the Mabul is the ultimate destruction of man. When man performs certain specific violations, no matter how severe they are, he will be punished. But it doesn't mean that that brings about the end and the total destruction of man itself. Once man violates the Averis Muskalos, something which logically they can understand, even without an explicit command of God, then they're basically undermining the Koch and the Neshama. The Neshama itself is the Nefesh HaMaskeles, is the logical, rational part of man. Intelligence and spirit are one and the same. And therefore, when man reaches the point where he's Nimshach, he's completely controlled by his physicality, to the point to which the Neshama is no longer leading the way, and no longer in control over his goof, then man is basically Nimshal Kebemos Yidmu, he's like any other animal. Man's intelligence is not working to control his goof. His goof is completely detached and independent of his neshama, of his seichel. At that point, man has undermined the purpose, the fundamental reason why he was created. He's cutting himself off from his roots, so to speak. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to destroy the world, Kiloyon. And that's the decision to destroy the Mabul. And that's what we discussed when the Ramban says that the even in the Avera, the Benos of the Bnei Elokim, with the Benos HaAdam, the final decision, the Gzera, was because of Chamas, was the Muskalos. When the Neshama now becomes secondary to the goof, and all they care about is the taivos of the goof, that's what controls them, that's what's going to bring about the destruction of man. We find a parallel idea with regard to Cain Vehevel, with regard to the names chosen by Adam HaRishon for his two sons, for Cain and for Hevel respectively. These names will reveal and reflect the Tachlis HaAdam, the purpose for which man was created. And we'll see this in the Ramban, in Perek Dalid, Misefer Bereishis, on the Pasuk that describes Adam calling the name of his son, Kayin Kikin, Konisi Isha Hashem, by Hevel. There's no explanation given by the Torah as to why the name Hevel is given. And the Ramban, in a very original but quite cryptic way, combines the two names together, Cain and Hevel. Says the Ramban, V'kara ha'echad b'shem Cain, b'shem Kinyan, v'asheni Hevel. Kikinyan ha'adam lehevel dama. You know, you got to read these two names, so to speak, as one verse in Koheles, so to speak. And that is that the kinyanim of a person, the possessions, the physical material possessions of a person, lehevel dama, similar to vanities, they have no significance, no value in and of themselves. Lo rotzel lefarish there, but for some reason, Adam HaRishon and Chava did not want to spell this out. And the Torah didn't want to spell this out and reveal it, so therefore, lo nichtav tam b'shem Hashem. So again, we have to integrate these two names, Kain v'Hevel. They're teaching us one thing, that Kinyonei Olam Hazeh are equivalent to zero, to zippo, to Hevel. But since the name Hevel is because of Hevel, because of vanities and meaningless, valueless possessions, therefore, since they don't worth anything, the Torah didn't want to reveal the meaning of, or the source of, the name Hevel. So this is a pella, this Ramban, because Adam HaRishon would choose to call his children these names. I mean, they're all negative. Adam HaRishon makes the decision to call his children names that are meant to convey a negative message about our relationship, our kinyan in Olam Hazeh. But perhaps we could suggest that these names, in a certain sense, reflect the essence of creation and the purpose for which these children came into being. Let's see if we can clarify that. Also, keep in mind that if the Ramban postulates that the name Kayin is integrated with the name Hevel, right, so all kinyonim of this world are called Hevel, is how could we say that the pasuk Kanisi Ish Es Hashem, look at the language, Ish Es Hashem, is teaching, is revealing something negative. It's all positive. It's a praise. Kanisi Ish Es Hashem. According to the Ramban, it's not a praise. It's just saying that the kinyonim that we have are not worth a dime. And the Ramban says, I'll quote, V'anochon li sha'omra ha'ben hazeh yeh li kinyon la'shem, ki kasher nomus yeh bimkomenu lavod esboro. Here the Ramban seems to offer the totally an alternative pshat that's totally different, and he says that Kanisi li es Hashem means that now our service to our Creator will be guaranteed that it will continue, because when we die, we are replaced by our children. That doesn't seem to stem with what the Ramban says about all our kinyanim in this world are meaningless. So let's start by analyzing the word Hevel. The Ramban in Koheles, in his Drosh on Koheles, where the word Hevel and Hevel Avolim appear over and over again throughout the book of Koheles, the Ramban says, Ein Hevel Avolim kmo melech molochem evet avodim aval utzivui. When we say Hevel Avolim, it's not just an emphasis of how great or how profound the Hevel is, but rather it's a command, it's an imperative, Yitzaveh ha'odom sheyavhil es ha'avolim. Man is called upon in his Avodas Hashem to be mavil es ha'avolim. We'll see what that means. V'lo yase ikar b'machshavto, v'lo yachshav sheyuchal la'amidom harbeh. In other words, Shlomo Melech is teaching us, says the Ramban, in this phrase, Hevel Avolim, that we are commanded to be Mavhil, to Havhil, I should say, Havolim. In other words, we should make all of this world and all the possessions and the material elements of this world into Hevel. We should declare them as Hevel. We should, in a sense, demonstrate that anything that's related to this world, in a limited physical world, is really Hevel Avolim. And therefore, Hevel Avolim, when we get back to Adam HaRishon and his children, Kayin VeHevel, is really coming to convey that all kinyan of man are Hevel. It's Adam HaRishon, by choosing these names, is fulfilling the Tzivui, which the Ramban postulates in Koheles as a command of Hevel Avolim to be Mavil Havolim. In other words, it's impossible to imagine a greater, more profound implementation of this mandate of to be mavil es havolim that would supersede what Adam HaRishon did. He reached the apex, the pinnacle, by calling his children names that indicate that all of this world is Hevel. And now we perhaps could come back to understand what Kanisi Ish Es Hashem, which sounds like a positive command. What's Kanisi Shashem is Shevach, and not to show that all Kinyonim are Hevel. Let's read the Ramban in the next piece in Koheles. The Ramban says, Hadavar Hasheni Sheyirtzeh Shlomo L'Kayim Shlo Yomar Odom. I'll read it quickly and then we'll try to explain it. Shlo yomar adam hinei ha'olam cholef yeno omed. Man might come to the despondent conclusion that this world has nothing that continues, that has inherent significance to it and life to it, eternity. In Kein Ein B'Yetzir Shuvah, so why did God create the world? L'shav nivra olam, ein b'lo zchus lo chova. Man has no merits and no debits. Is lefichach hizkir sheklolav kayom. V'abor yisprach also l'kium gadol v'achochma dvuka, etc., etc., etc. Okay, we don't have to read through the entire Ramban, but hukium nefesh v'chochma zoshimativ hikol asher yasa l'kium hu yeh li'olam v'en lahosif v'en ligroa the omek is chalfus who be pratim bilvachu omel ha'adam. Aval kiyum b'yisodos the kiyum nefesh ha'adam she'el yona v'lukha b'ni yisodos in his karm sh'tis galgal lehem sh'nemar v'yipach b'yapav nishmaskayim kol eilu kayyomim li'olam yefshal ha'osev aleim v'lo ligro mehem sh'nemar l'kim asa she'yiru milafonav. The Ramban quotes a pasuk v'lo'kim asa she'yiru milafonav she'shem she'shem eilu mishtanim y'dover l'dover la'ad the elu kayomim li ad va kol kedei shetia you also believe bali asech la ad kasher kayomim la ad. Okay, there's a lot here in the Ramban, but basically the theme of the Ramban is that on the one hand it's true that in Yoni Olamaz everything that relates to this material world is hevel and it changes, it comes and it goes, it has no staying power, no eternal value to it. And it will not have a kiyum to it. But there is something in the world that has an absolute eternal kiyum, an existence that's infinite, and that is the nafsho shel adam, which comes from the Elyon of the Ramban, invokes the pasuk v'yipach b'yapav. And it will exist forever and ever. And what we have to do in this world, what we have to use this world as so to speak, a utensil, is simply to help us achieve our goal of serving Hashem. We have to do what Hashem wants and fulfill His will. If we use everything l'shem shemayim, that's what we're going to do. So the Ramban is basically saying that you should not walk away from Koheles Hevel Avolim with a despondent view and Chas V'Shalom suggest that all of this world is meaningless and why did Hashem create it? It's all Hevel Avolim. No. God has created man with an neshama, v'yipach b'yapav nishmas chayim. And that's the eternal existence of man if man uses this world to fulfill something eternal. Meaning, v'elokim asa she'yiru milafanav, that man was created in order that we fear God, then we can achieve eternity. And again, as we saw before in the Ramban, the whole purpose of creating man is this chibur, this connection between the elyonim and the tachtonim, between the higher worlds and the lower worlds. And that man should use his neshama to control his guf, and that will give a kiyum to his guf, but he should never let his identity, his essence, his being, to be controlled by the guf, but rather, on the contrary, the chelek hagashmi, the guf, yimashek, should be schlepped along, should be controlled by the chelek haneshama ruchni, by the spiritual element of man, his spirit, his divine neshama. And therefore, any individual who recognizes that anything in this world is hevel avolim, has no kiyum and has no eternal existence and value to justify itself, it's all just there to help him serve Hashem as kelim, as instruments, this is a person who recognizes that his seichel, his neshama, is what gives eternity to man, what justifies man's existence. He uses the entire world, all of Olam Hazeh L'shem Shamayim, to be elevated only as a utensil to help him in his spiritual dedication, his loyalty to fulfill the will of God. That's the message of Koheles. That's the essence and the justification of man in his tachlis, according to the Ramban. And now we understand why Adam HaRishon gave these names to his children of Kayin and Hevel, to tell us that all the kinyonim of Olam Hazeh are Hevel, and that's going to demonstrate what is the purpose of man in this world. Elokim asa she'yiru milafanav. God made man in order that he, man, should fear him with a capital H, God. And all this is dependent on man's recognition, his acknowledgement, that what's primary in his life and his essence is avoda, is his service, his spiritual service, that this world is really hevel, and its purpose can only be achieved and justified when, and to the extent to which it becomes an aid to serve Hashem. So these names that Onam HaRishon gives to his two sons define the very essence of Avodasam, of what they have to accomplish in this world. And we begin to understand what the Ramban means when he adds, so to speak, the second reason for this name, Kayin, Kanisi Ish Es Hashem. Says the Ramban, Anochon Li Sha'omra, when she said, that this will be our legacy, that this child will replace us after we die. Both reasons for the name Kain are really two sides of one coin. The name Kain teaches us that man, Adam HaRishon, recognized that the Kiyum La'ad, the eternal value and existence, is through Avodas Hashem, and that is through his child. And therefore, Ben Azay Yeli Kinyan Lashem. In other words, man understands that he, man, has a kvius. He has something eternal. He's omed. It's just not transitory. He's not something that, like a breath of air that just blows over and is gone and dissipates into thin air. He has a continuation. He has an existence, a kiyum. But that could only come about through, and as a result of an acknowledgement, a recognition, that what's primary is sheyiru milfanov, that man fear God, that the world could exist in an eternal sense only by recognizing that the world and all that's contained therein is an ezer, is a tool, is an aid, a conduit to help man to serve Hashem. And the son of Adam HaRishon for Adam, for his father, is a kiyum lo'olamim. It represents an eternal life. Because through the avodah salaboro, through the, as the Rabban calls it, the service to his creator, and at the same time through the bittul of the chashivas olam hazeh shehu hevel, by recognizing that this world in and of itself as a goof is hevel, that creates a vayipach biyap of nishvas chaim that justifies man's eternal existence. And therefore both names are really the same. They're two sides, as we said, of one coin. The eternal existence of Adam HaRishon is through the continuation of the Avodas Hashem of his child, and that could only come about as a result of, and at the point in which there's an acknowledgement that all the kinyanim of this world are hevel havolim hakol hovel. So just to summarize what we've been speaking about today in the Shia, we understand why the Ramban interprets the Gemara, which postulates that the clincher of the Gzar Din of the Mabul in Noach was because Vatishchakes Haaretz and Kimol Aretz Chamas is lo nechtam dinam ala Chamas, because when man corrupts his seichel by not implementing that which is understood rationally, that's the muskalos, basically corrupting his seichel means undermining the neshama in man, and man's goof comes full, you know, comes frontal stage and now controls and dominates man. The purpose of man is now undermined. You know, different averos obviously have different levels of severity in terms of their punishment, but when you're talking about total annihilation, destruction of the world, that the world came to kilon, to its end, and the gzera was, the gzardim was the mabul, now we're talking about the fact that man undermines his entire purpose, which means the neshama over the guf. Now the neshama, or the seichel, in other words, according to Rav, is completely corrupted, is completely undermined. That's what Adam HaRishon is trying to convey when he gives these names of Kain and Hevel, and we have to take the Musar from this, that the most severe, or how should I say, the most sanctified part of man is his neshama, his seichel, and that always must remain at the helm of the ship, you know, the captain of the ship controlling the ship and guiding the goof. If at any point the goof becomes primary and controls man, man no longer can justify the purpose of creation. As we've said before, the ultimate destruction, when God says, I will remove my spirit from man and destroy the world, that's all a result of the fact that man, instead of using his neshama as primary to discipline his goof, to control his goof and drag it along, to become like the Malachi Asharis, man on the contrary becomes Nimshach achar gufo, when the physical element that's created by the Aretz, min adama lukach, that dominates man. That's when man forfeits his right to exist. He is no longer achieving that chibur, that wonderful nifladika, peladika chibur between the neshama and guf. He no longer justifies his existence. That's when God decides, well, the neshama, the seichel has been corrupted. Man, God despairs of man. Man has no right to exist. I will pull out my neshama, which gives life to the guf. And that's when we have the marvel. This is the bridge between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, based on the Ramban and the commentaries, the insights of the Ramban.